There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. If you're just tuning in, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. I'm sure there are a variety of things that happened this week that you might want to share with us here, your opinions on them. You're certainly welcome to do that. The bulk of the first hour, however, was taken up by discussion about 50 Shades of Grey, and more so about the reason why it's so popular, because honestly, I've never read it, and I have not seen the movie, and Mark, neither have you.
No.
So, you know, we're coming from a...
I shan't be spending money on for a theater ticket for it, either.
Nor will I. So, not so much about the details of the book itself or what happens in the book, but more about why it's so popular. Why is it that 50 Shades of Grey is this phenomenon and has been now for a couple of years, it seems like? I mean, I remember hearing the original reports about this book when it was blowing up a while back, and now you've got the movie that's taking box offices by storm. It's setting a record for the Valentine's Day weekend. I don't know if they're adjusting for inflation with that record setting, but nonetheless, it's doing quite well with $30 million taken in on the first day, which was yesterday. And so why is this thing such a phenomenon? Why are people so interested in it? And did this book or this movie facilitate people getting into BDSM, or is it something that has just sparked the flames of interest more publicly, that this has always been, that people have always been interested in BDSM, but now there's more of a conversation surrounding it. Now something that has been kept sort of in the darkness and not discussed is now more likely to be discussed at a water cooler or a dinner table or something like that because of this book. So I think there's some interesting issues surrounding this, and would love to get to your calls and thoughts here, and that's where we're going to go right now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-4. Free. What's your experience and thoughts? Please share. Let's go to Bob, listening in Atlanta, Georgia, to LRN.FM. Hello, Bob.
Hello. Hey. I just wanted to take it from a few different perspectives here. I've been doing it for 9 years. I was 18 with my first girlfriend. Currently, okay. I'm 27 years old. And basically, from an anatomy and physiology perspective, it just works. Okay, the human body, you can manipulate it so that it can create orgasms more so than most other things. Climax a lot better. Like, I literally taken a whip, used it on a woman, and she has climaxed multiple times as a result. So
when you say it works, what you're saying is it, for you, makes sex more pleasurable than it would be on average.
What I'm saying is not just for me, but I'm saying overall, it's like when you take something as basic as when you take something as basic as slow versus rough or whatever. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, every single woman I have been with 71, they all have climaxed more from you did more quickly from the rough. Eventually, you might start slow, but then eventually it goes rougher and rougher, and then they climax a lot harder and more times that way. So it's just, that's just a matter of, you know, friction, and that's just a matter of, you know, repeatedly stimulating a certain part that will send that climaxing message to the brain.
At what point does it cross from, going hard to actually pulling out a riding crop? Or a whip or something like that?
It's just all these things, everything is a nerve. You know, all these things that we're doing, it's all affecting nerves in different ways. And sometimes, you know, how one whip might affect someone differently. Like, I have been whipped and I don't like it personally. But okay. I also, you know, but as a woman who, you know, in a society where she grew up in a certain way, and then so mentally she feels that deep down, she's always wanted to be dominated and stuff like that. So just, it starts off, yes, appealing to me from a mental perspective. I want to be dominated. And then physically, you slowly go through it. You slowly acclimatize yourself to being dominated as the person being dominated, like Anastasia Steele on this day. And then you and you experience new things at a certain level. It's kind of like working out. The more, your body can only take so much at first. And then, you know, 6 months later, you're basically running marathons or doing the equivalent of that, and you can take a whole lot, and you get the equivalent of that runner's high. It's the same concept. When you work out...
So there's adrenaline. That was what a previous caller had mentioned, that there's an adrenaline rush involved in this.
It's hormonal. It's, you know, it's psychological. It's just standard physiology.
You said you started at 18 with your first girlfriend at that time. Was it she that kind of brought you into it? How did that happen?
It was kind of both. I had always wanted to do that before, but she was just my first girlfriend.
You'd always wanted to. Why always? When did you realize that?
I have no idea. Just, you know, I see, you know, a very beautiful girl, and I naturally want to be aggressive. Not, that's a loaded word. I want to be dominant with her in a consensual, in the bedroom format. Or, you know, where you discuss, then you discuss some more, and then you act on it slowly, and then you acclimatize you and your partner to however you want to do it. And basically, the more advanced it gets, the more pleasure your partner comes from it. The more pleasure comes from it for your partner. So, for example, am I actually in a situation, who do you think was in charge? Anastasia Steele, the female, or Christian Grey, the male? Who do you think?
These are the characters, just to clarify, these are the characters in 50 Shades of Grey. I couldn't answer you because I haven't seen the movie or read the book.
I know who's getting the attention, right? Like, Anastasia's in the focus of attention. And so I would say that from a psychological standpoint, a masochist is somebody who's, you know, to some extent self-absorbed.
Well, no, not necessarily. I'm saying who is the dominant one. You might think that Christian Grey is the dominant one, but he is, in fact, not the one. Because he has to listen to his guy. Her ultimate boundaries, he can't, for example, cut her hand off because he might feel that that's sexy or something like that. You know, I'm going extreme point here. So because she says, no, you can't do that, guess what? Christian Grey can't do that. If he does, he's going to go to jail for a long time. So what I'm saying is, let's just clear up everything right now for all you listeners out there that are kind of wondering, I might be into S&M, I'm not sure. If you are submissive, if you are the one who is receiving the actions, you have the ultimate right to say no. You have the right to set the limits. You set the limits, and then your partner is just the workhorse, the dominant guy or dominant woman is the workhorse who gets you to your pleasure, and then as a result, he gets his pleasure. So when I'm with my partner, I'll go sometimes for 2 hours, just continuously sweating profusely, working and working and working to make her climax and pleasure, be pleasured. You know, yeah, she might have a couple of welts on her butt or something like that, but guess what? She wants it. She asked for it. She specifically says, I want to be whipped. So
are you saying that the person who is the submissive in the classic dominant submissive position, if you will, that person you're arguing is actually the dominant one because they're the ones who are saying when?
Yes. From the ultimate perspective, in fantasy, I'm the dominant one. In fantasy, but she is letting me have that you know,
interesting.
She's bestowing that honor upon me, so to speak. She is saying, all right, I'm giving you my body. You can use it how you wish, and I'm going to orgasm as a result because I know these things I like, these things I might like, these things you're not going to do because I don't trust you enough.
Okay.
And if you do these things, then that's potentially sexual assault, and our relationship is over, and you're probably going to go to jail for a long time. You
Bob,
know?
Were you spanked as a child?
Was I spanked as a child?
Yeah. Do you think that had anything to do with it?
No.
Okay. Where do you think it comes from?
I know, just a general desire to... I've always been that way.
You're born with it. You're saying you were born with it.
It's kind of like being gay.
Interesting.
I mean,
thanks for sharing.
You can learn new things about yourself, but I think you're born with it.
Yeah, some things you always know. Interesting call, Bob. I really appreciate the personal story and thoughts and observations. Thank you. I feel like, you know, I feel like I've learned some stuff here so far tonight, and we're only into our second hour. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Still to come tonight, other stuff, including a young boy of middle school, I guess, right, who threw a flag out of a window at school, and the FBI was called.
That's
Mark,
right.
You have that story. We can talk about it, but of course, if you want to share with us your thoughts on the 50 Shades of Grey, the BDSM lifestyle, what is it that is attractive to you about it? Why is this so popular now? 855-450-FREE.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free to bring up anything you want here on the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight in studio, Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can hook up with some of your favorite cryptocurrencies with ExpressCoin.
Right. I mean, you know, Bitcoin, a lot of people are expecting it to go upwards. I am expecting it to go up in value. I'm thinking that now might be a good time to buy some Bitcoins. They're on sale. So, you know, by that I mean that the price is lower than I believe that they are worth. I don't mean that ExpressCoin is selling them on sale, because why would they? You know, it's a currency. It's worth what it's worth. You can go there and get Bitcoins, Litecoin, Dogecoins, fast, safe, easy, inexpensive. Their fees aren't much at all. I'd say they're the lowest fees among sort of the major places to get Bitcoins. They're a licensed money services business. You can get all your cryptocurrencies with a money order or a check. Just go to expresscoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, it's cool. You can even do it from your smartphone, because they've got an app over at expresscoin.com to make it easy for you. If you use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live. If you like Free Talk Live. If you don't like Free Talk Live, then it's FTL as in faster than light. That's fine, too. Use coupon code FTL and get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency at no fee at all. It's expresscoin.com, and you can get, you know, pay nothing if you get less than $40 worth at expresscoin.com by using coupon code FTL. That's meant for people who are just sort of trying it out. You may want to invest more, in which case, you know, you'll be paying their fees and, you know, making so they can stay in business. Expresscoin.com.
Fees are very, very reasonable. Yeah, expresscoin.com. Really. All right, so our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. I have not read 50 Shades of Grey. I'm not particularly interested in reading 50 Shades of Grey. The movie is out this weekend, and it is taking box offices by storm. The book itself was very, very popular. Lots of people were talking about it. Lots of people were secretly reading it and didn't want to talk about it.
Yep.
And I'm just wondering why. What's the fascination? We did have a guy call in a moment ago saying that he believed he was born interested in BDSM, that it wasn't something that was learned behavior. And, Mark, you had suggested that maybe parents spanking their kids perhaps could lead to an interest.
It's something I've read. It's not me just, you know, wildly speculating.
Yeah.
You had speculated that it had something to do with the Puritan nature of sort of sexuality in the United States.
Sadism, masochism, bondage, and discipline. Let's go to Dan. Would love to get your thoughts on why 50 Shades of Grey is such a phenomenon, and or your comments on BDSM in that that kind of world in general. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I think that it may be only the behavior may only be as healthy as the society you live in. Because, I don't know, like Pompeii, people weren't that healthy because of the degradation of the society from the top down. But where we live in America here, I don't think people are that healthy because of the economy and stuff like that. And people may lack meaning or purpose in their life. So that will give you a short term meaning and purpose, something like that. And then, like any drug, it makes you go to, more of an extreme, especially if you're using it for a drug, which, like I said, if the society isn't that healthy, then you're going to have unhealthy people getting into this stuff, and then they have problems.
So there's a lot kind of in there in what you've just said. There's a lot to really, I think, dig into here, and I want to do that. So you're suggesting that this is an unhealthy thing to do, and that people who, you know, they're looking for something to do with their time or whatever. You suggest,
I guess, that that's what life on planet Earth is about, looking for something to do.
I mean, many of the people who are involved in these things are very, very successful. I mean, they're obviously mentally healthy enough to where they've been able to create successful businesses. Are you saying that this isn't physical health you're talking about? You're talking about mental health, right?
Yeah, well, I'm talking about societal health, you know what I mean? But you said something about people that are successful, and I don't know. I'm worried about the word successful because I come from sort of royalty a little bit, and my grandmother was super powerful and stuff, and those people, you know, if you're around them, they're really unhealthy. They need, like, boats, yachts, and weird behavior because when a human being gets to a level where they're more... the people treat them like gods because you have a lot of money. Like, the people treat you like a god. They have difficult times being content in life. That's why they need all the big toys, all the weird behavior, this and that. So I don't know how successful they are. That's almost a drug in itself where you can't get off the wagon of the money game, where you're just addicted to it. And you just get turned on. Pretty soon you're turned on by controlling people and stuff because they'll treat you like a god. And once you go down that road and start thinking that way, which powerful business people, I just came from the Cayman Islands where I went to party with people in that venue. You know, and them people, they're fun to party with, but they're out there, and they take a lot to be content, and they're unhealthy. Like it says in Pompeii, they probably trickle down from the top down, so the elite people wouldn't feel like there's anything wrong with them because our whole society is like that now.
Yeah, I can see to some extent where you're coming from. I have no clue what went on Pompeii, although I've been there one time. Most folks had evacuated there about the time of Vesuvius's eruption. But I guess I do see how successful people, very successful people, people maybe not even successful, people that just have everything that they want, that can... It would cause,
doesn't make them happy.
Yeah, right? It would cause just sort of different behavior than what I'm used to. I'm busy trying to pay bills and things like that. You know, like I'd like my farm to function a little better, and that would take some money and get some equipment and those kind of things. So I think those are sort of normal thought processes.
But is it too simple? Is it oversimplifying to say, oh well, this is society's fault. Society is has degraded over time, and so therefore that's why these things are so popular. It seems like it's, maybe too easy of an answer. I mean, we did actually have a guy say that he feels like he was born this way. He has, for his entire life, always wanted to be dominant towards a woman by consent. But nonetheless,
he'll probably be okay. If he's healthy, he'll probably be okay. But I'm just talking in generality that the society, because of the economy and this and that, and then Americans, they have to have immediate gratification because they're brainwashed by the mainstream media. And they want, a lot of the spirituality stuff has a lot to do with it. You know what I mean? But people don't have a rudder to sort of guide them through life, and they're being guided by the mainstream media and all this, trying to get some satisfaction, out of material things and stuff. Yeah, you're gonna go down the wrong path. Like he'll probably be fine if he's healthy, but I'm just, like I said, I'm talking in generalities and in general. So another thing too is that I never knew it was that difficult to try and, achieve some sort of sexual pleasure. I mean, this is a hell of a lot of effort just to get some pleasure, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dan. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe he was referring to the guy who said he had to work for 2 hours on his girlfriend before she would come to a very heavy orgasm. Well, it seems like a long time to invest. Some people are into that.
Right. Well, I would definitely say that, from where I stand, that is too much time invested in, sex or whatever. That's your business, and that's the way, you want things. That's cool, but, I guess I got other things that I want to accomplish, too.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't personally think this is an indictment on society being unhealthy or anything like that. Now, I think it is healthy for people to talk about sex and to talk about the things that they're interested in, to get these things out in the open. It's one of the reasons why I'm really enjoying the new show on LRN.FM called Flaming Freedom. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
If you are invited to join us toll-free here on the air at 855-450-FREE, you can bring up anything you want. Coming up, we get the chance. Mark, you have a story about a middle school young man who has gotten in some hot water for throwing the American flag out of a school window. Apparently the FBI were even called into that particular case. Mark will share that with us if we get the chance. So your calls come first here. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you'd like. We have been talking about 50 Shades of Grey and specifically why it's such a phenomenon. Why is it that this movie has, and the book, that the book series, I guess a trilogy, that preceded it, why have they been so popular? What is it about it that has it tapped into inside Americans that has really worked? And the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's led to a larger conversation about the BDSM lifestyle and how people, you know, start down the road to getting into that. Of course, people have been calling in to sort of pass judgment on that. Some have suggested that there's something dirty about it, or that that it suggests that something's wrong with society. And our toll-free number here, you're welcome to share your thoughts, is 855-453. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Nick is on the line listening in Charleston, South Carolina. Hello, Nick.
Hey, I read about a fourth of the book.
Okay.
And it seems like the appeal is that the main character, Christian Grey, is so very rich. I mean, the author took great pains to describe how rich and opulent his house was and the expensive clothes that he bought for the girl.
Why would that be the appeal? Are you suggesting that the people reading the book would like to be wined and dined by this person?
Exactly.
It's not so much the fact that there's BDSM going on, it's just that there's some rich guy. I mean, Batman's got a rich guy in it too. I mean, does that Is that really turning women on? Not so much, right? Like, it can't just be that there's a rich character in the book.
Well, to the young girl who is the object of all of his attentions, who she's a college girl, and I don't know. It seems like if I were that girl, although I'm a guy, it would be very appealing to have a friend with that amount of money and wealth and opulence and everything else, because there was a comparison to, you know, her other friends that were just doing okay in college, guy-wise, having normal dating guy relationships and stuff, and she is all of a sudden, basically it's a Cinderella story.
Yeah, I can see it. I don't, in the same way that I think that it's a cheap storytelling mechanism to sort of call people princes and princesses, it is a way to make significant in very few words the character. Oh, well, she's important. She's a princess. Rather than sort of, you know, making that person important in other ways. I think that there's way too much emphasis on, wealth, especially wealth, when it comes to men.
But there's a zillion stories out there with some girl being...
That doesn't make it okay.
What? No, what I was saying was there's a zillion stories out there that have characters who are wealthy.
Sure.
And
they're more interesting.
But my point is, why is this one the one that has taken off? I mean, you're saying that BDSM has nothing to do with it? I mean, that seems to be the real focus of this story. Although there is a good question that I think should be asked, and I forget where I saw this originally, but the question was, would this book have been as big a seller if the man was homeless? I mean,
Exactly. I mean, lesser men would be charged with criminal domestic violence.
Well, perhaps. I mean, not if it's we just had a guy call in who dole out spankings to any gal who asks nicely. Apparently he hasn't been arrested.
If you don't have the money to back up the spanking, then she's going to charge you.
I don't know that that's – I think that's just wild speculation.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Nick. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Abel. He's on the line in New Hampshire via Skype. Hello, Abel.
Howdy.
Hey, you're on the air.
I'm back again. Now, listen, Mark, I have to say, you kind of diverted the conversation from, puritanicalism to, corporal punishment. And I think those two are very, very kind of connected from a historical point of view.
What do you mean?
That the Puritans were strong believers in corporal punishment. You know, spare the rod and spare the child. Or
spoil the child.
Spoil the child, yeah. Whatever.
Which means that if you're spanking your kid with a hand, that you don't love them.
We also know that the Puritans were very much resistant to the free expression of things sexual.
Sure.
Is that, a false statement? So here you are with, suppressing sex, spanking your children, and then launching them into the wonderful world of hormones somewhere in their adolescence and onto adulthood, without really any kind of nurturing attitude about sexual relationships. And so you start out with this, idea that sex is bad, spanking is good, and here you are with discipline. That's the discipline part of the bondage would be your tied up. Mm-hmm. Discipline is your punishing for whatever reason. Sadomasochism is where you have a sadist and a masochist.
A sadist being someone who likes to deliver punishment, and the masochist being someone who likes to receive.
Receive, right, and they have, and I think these are all kind of, and I think it's wonderful that there's actually an outlet for people to do that, because they're all saddled with these things. And I, you know, personally, I have no interest. I mean, I want to, you know, when I love someone and I want to express intimacy, I want to do that as a healthy human being.
So would you call it unhealthy if somebody chooses to do otherwise?
I think as long as you keep it in control and don't, you know, damage each other, and you want to do that, I mean, it's okay, but I think that there's some part of it that interferes with maybe the best relationship you may want.
See, I don't want to pass judgment. That's one thing I don't want to do here is I don't feel like it's not I don't feel like the way I have had intimacy with people is necessarily the right way or that other people should try to emulate that. I think everybody's got their own thing, and as long as it's done consensually, I think that's what's healthy, is to do things consensually. Everybody's got different interests.
I agree with that. However, I guess my default position is I pass judgment, and then I believe that I am open to hearing, evidence to the contrary to my position, but because what I prefer seems normal and healthy to me, I tend to think that this is therefore not that. So,
well, that's just you acting like you're superior and that you've got the right way or whatever.
I guess it is.
I don't think there's any right or wrong way to do sex. Well, I'm sorry. Take that back. Consensually, I don't think there's any wrong way to do things. Obviously, the wrong way to do sex is to not have consent by the other partner. But beyond that, as far as I'm concerned, it's all healthy, although it might seem unusual from our perspective. We can't relate to it. I can't understand why bringing physical pain to someone is pleasurable, but for some people, apparently, it is. And so I'm not going to say that that's one way is a good way and one way is a bad way. Thanks for the call tonight, Abel. Go ahead.
Yeah, one little bit. The fact is that if it springs from a suppression of things sexual
and then it springs from that, that's a big question. I thank you for the call tonight. And I don't know. And we did have the guy earlier who said that he's always felt this way. So that's an argument saying that it might have been by birth. 855-453.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite. The stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, I did add a little bit of the liquor chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My Sweet Pea will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly, just like a kitten. Daisy and Sophie have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish it would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and gunk that Dynavite for cats are given for my cats. The phone number is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts, not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to share your thoughts with us about BDSM, 50 Shades of Grey. Why is this book and now this movie or these series of, the series of books, why is it so popular? What is it that it's tapping into in people in America that maybe they didn't realize existed, or maybe they did realize existed, but have always kept quiet about? And now conversation's happening, and that's what we've been discussing throughout most of the show tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And Mark and I, we are coming from a position of relative ignorance on this. We have not read the books. We have not seen the movie, but maybe you have, and or maybe you haven't and you want to speculate. Either way, it's up to you. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you've been in the BDSM scene and you want to share some experiences. We've had that happen so far here tonight. Some people have called to pass judgment and share their opinions about this. So anything goes here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype as well. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Also coming up, the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's not quite right around the corner, but it's going to be here before you know it. March 28th and 29th. That's what, about 6 weeks from
yeah,
now?
Sounds right.
So we're going to be there, by the way. Mark, you and I, we're going down
to be a blast.
Austin, Texas for the second year of this great conference, which was good last year and is going to be even better this year, because this time it's going to be happening in downtown Austin in the Moody Theater, and there's going to be great speakers as always. George Gilder is going to be there. He is a world-famous investor, economist, and author. He'll be keynoting the event. IBM's architect of their blockchain technology, Sambala Nair, will be flying in from India. Other speakers including Vitalik Buterin, Robert Murphy, Jason King, and David Johnston. Many speakers are still being lined up. You can get the latest listing over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. And this is a big event. I mean, if you are interested in Bitcoin, maybe you are an expert, maybe you're totally new into Bitcoin, this is the place to go. This is where the people who are the movers and the shakers in the Bitcoin universe are going to be. TexasBitcoinConference.com also hosts the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon, which is pretty fascinating stuff. We actually had some of the folks on from that hackathon last year to tell us about some of the neat stuff they came up with. And there were some really innovative ideas come up with where these guys, these programmers, are just cranking out programming for, like, what, 24 hours or something ridiculous like
that? Yeah, they're like fueled on Skittles and Cokes, and they're just doing it.
So come on down to Texas Bitcoin Conference in Austin. Go get the details of her at TexasBitcoinConference.com and use code FTL when you're ordering your tickets to get a $25 discount on the already very affordable $150 admission fee. So knock $25 off by using code FTL. And another $25 when you use that code FTL will go towards Sean's Outpost to help with their outreach and assistance to the homeless. So we look forward to seeing you in Austin on March 28th and 29th at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin at Texas Bitcoin Conference. .com. 50 Shades of Grey. It is raking in millions of dollars at the box office this weekend in movie form. And the book, of course, was a big bestseller. There were two sequels. And what is it about? What is it about this book, this story, that is so attractive? One of our recent callers said that it's because the guy's rich. That's why this book has become so popular. That's what is making it so attractive. Would the book have been as attractive to people had he been a hobo? You know, some kind of wino having a BDSM relationship with some lady. No, certainly not. Probably.
And you could be rich and like wine.
Yeah, that's true. But a wino likes wine too much, right?
You can be rich and like wine too much.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Well, anyway, my point being, Mark, that it's interesting, and I don't think there is one real answer as to why things are the way they are. I like the speculation that the Puritan past of the United States is oppressing people sexually, and so that's, you know, maybe that's one reason why people are acting out in this way. But we had a guy call in earlier who said that he's always felt this way, that from birth, essentially, he's wanted to dominate people in the bedroom.
Well, everybody's got something wrong with this movie. And this often happens when something's a phenomenon, right? Everybody who's got an axe to grind, and there's a lot of axes out there that need a good grinding as far as people are concerned, they'll jump in. So the Christians don't like it because, you know, it's not appropriate behavior or something like that. The feminists don't like it because it's the gal getting the spankings or whatever. I mean, if there was an empowered rich woman who was doling out spankings to an attractive young man, then perhaps some of the feminists would think that was okay. But then some of the feminists wouldn't like it because it was a man at all or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's got an axe to grind. I don't, you know, I mentioned the spanking thing, corporal punishment. And there's plenty of the corporal punishment people out there that have the anti-corporal punishment people out there that have a problem with BDSM because they feel that it's an outcropping of this. There's those, like you, the sex-positive people that believe for whatever reason that...
Sex-positive, what's that mean?
Sex-positive basically means that we think sex is a good thing.
Oh, right.
Get out there and do some sex.
Well, hold that thought, Mark, because we got lots of people who want to talk here. We got Straight Razor. That's the name of the person calling from Dallas. Straight Razor, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, how you doing, gentlemen? So I'm calling in because obviously there's a myriad of reasons why people either are the way they are or choose to become certain things. However, I think one big part of this could possibly be that people are yearning for something real. And I mean, what's more real?
Like a real spanking.
Like, what's more real than feeling pain? Because if you look at everything that's going on in the world today, look at these fake-faced politicians, all the lies that are out there, all the fallacies that are just surrounding you in the world. It's kind of like, why did you gentlemen move to Keene? Because you wanted to be surrounded by people with the same ideas and make them into a reality in a place so that people could see, hey, this is a real thing, and you wanted to feel that reality yourselves in that lifetime.
Makes sense.
So, you know, once you start yearning for that, and people are going to take it out in different ways. You know, you guys become activists, or you talk about your ideas and express them out on the airwaves. Well, someone else might express that through feeling pain or seeing someone else experience pain.
It's certainly true that pain is something that you can definitely take notice of in life. It demands attention. And although it seems that people wouldn't really want to subject themselves to that. I mean, generally, humans tend to gravitate towards that which gives them pleasure.
Right. Pain's the sort of thing that you're supposed – it's supposed to be a warning that bad things are happening. I mean, it's a warning from your body, right?
Well, absolutely. But let's say, for instance, you get pleasure from – something that your spouse tells you every day, but you
I'm
find
sorry,
out
I'm sorry,
that
something that what you cut out for a moment there.
something, let's say your spouse tells you that they love you every single day, but then you find out that wasn't true. Okay, so that feeling, what was giving you that positive feeling, wasn't real. So you weren't actually experiencing it. At the time, you felt it was real, but it actually wasn't. Well, then maybe you crave something that is literally hard-lined. It is by nature, you're going to feel it.
That there's no doubt, right? Like if there's a riding crop being strapped across your butt, then, you know, there's no doubt that that's real is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
And that there's something that is grounding about that. Something that people are desiring at some kind of basic level.
Exactly, because everybody wants to. I mean, that's kind of like you know, you can live in your own little world, and you can have experiences that you feel are real. But eventually, you know, the veil can come down, and at that point, you're going to crave to feel something that is actually there. So,
yeah, I think there's some value to what you're saying.
Interesting. Straight Razor, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here and talk to Allison, listening in Lynchburg, Virginia, to WLNI-FM. Hello, Allison.
Hey, I'm about to blow your mind a little bit.
Ooh, okay. Usually I have to pay for that, but go ahead.
Okay, I am a Christian. I have been spanked as a kid. But guess what? I don't want to get spanked by my man. But at the same time, I'm not going to yell my teeth are off at somebody who chooses to behave the way that numbskulls in the book do. there's something in the Bible.
Have you read the book? Hold on. Have you read 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, no. I'm not even going to get close to it because I know I'm going to be yelling at people in the first chapter. I don't even go to drama movies. I can't stand them. I can't handle them. I yell at people for action movies. Remember the movie Stealth?
No.
I was yelling at the computer plane.
I'm concerned you need to check your blood pressure. I'm one of these yellers, too, and yes. I found out that I've got pretty high blood pressure.
Well, that's why I avoid it, because I know that there's a risk of a high blood pressure, so I don't go that direction. But in the Bible, I am a Christian, so I do quote the Bible a lot. It's very important to me.
You hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll come back to you here, Allison. So you're saying you're a Christian, but you're not passing judgment on the people who are into BDSM?
Not, because there's a deeper purpose.
Stand by. We'll get to your thoughts here in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.